Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword primarily for Sunday, March 19th, 2023. So, did you do the crosswords?
I did do both the Saturday and Sunday crossword.
Right. And the Saturday, this is going to be a very abbreviated review of Saturdays because we couldn't get out a podcast and we're going to throw the airline industry under the bus. I realize that's a mixed metaphor, but we're going to do it anyways. So what do you think of Saturdays?
Well, it was tough, but good. I enjoyed doing it because I thought it was a reasonable challenge. You know, I didn't get a lot of them right away, but I thought, I can do this. I can do this. And I did. I persevered and I got through it. But it was a tough haul.
Yes. I did pretty well in it. The only place I really got, I mean, like you, it took me a while to get started, and there were some really long answers, like 37 across might have been my favorite. Response to thumb biting in Romeo and Juliet. Do you quarrel, sir? I just thought that was such a great line. And there were some great clues in here, but I think in the interest of time, we should probably just say great crossword and then move on to Sundays.
Okay.
All right. So Sunday's crossword was also great, and it had a theme to it.
Yes.
Would you like to expound upon the theme?
Well, sure. First of all, I'm just going to say this was a tough Sunday crossword for me anyway. And, you know, the last few have been relatively easy. But typically with Sunday, I can always come up with some ideas for answers. And I was reading clues and I'm like, well, I don't know. You know, I just couldn't find any words that I thought would answer the clue. So eventually I did and I got it done. But it was, I thought, a little more challenging than a lot of the other Sundays we've had recently. So the theme also was rather challenging.
Yes.
And what it was essentially the answers to the themed clues were very long words. And the whole gimmick behind them was if you mispronounce them, they actually answered the clue. If you pronounce them the way they're supposed to be pronounced, it didn't make any sense whatsoever. But if you mispronounce them, then they would answer the clue. So the theme was give me a break. And I guess it deals with where you actually, you know, you break up the word to get the answer. So 23 across was zone out. And the answer to that was departmentally. But you had to break it after department, right?
No, after depart.
After depart, yeah. You break it after depart. So if you say depart mentally, then you zone out, right? You're zoning out. So that was the theme. Another one that was a theme clue is 34 across, beginner's addition. And the answer to that was introversion. But if you pronounce it introversion, then it was a beginner's addition of something. So another one was 47 across. This one really had me trying to figure out what it was. But seat at the dining table. Seat at the dining table. And the answer was supposition. But if you pronounced it supposition, then that would be a seat at the dining table.
Right.
So, and the last one I thought was, that's where I finally was figuring out what they were doing here. But 109 across, use a family crypt. And the answer to that was interrelations. But if you pronounced it interrelations, then you're using a family crypt. So anyway, that was the theme. A little more abstract than some of our other themes, but I made it through.
Right. And the a couple of the others that were interesting, 63 across, Beauty That Runs in the Family, Kinesthetic was kin aesthetic.
Right.
And 84 across was sort of tricky, Boys Club question mark. And the answer was malefaction, but you had to read it as male faction.
Right.
It's like, I think that might be the only one where they actually, the by switching where you sort of broke the pronunciation, it actually you had to change from mala to male to make it work. Unless I'm mispronouncing male faction, I don't think I am.
No, And the other one was 98 across, swindle. By instant messaging. That one was kind of complex. Swindle by instant messaging. And the answer to that was contextually. But if you pronounced it contextually, you were swindled by instant messaging.
Yes.
Textually.
So it was a good, that was a good theme.
It was very good, but a little more abstract than you know, it didn't just hit you in the face right away what was going on, but but once you started examining the answers and thinking about how they might actually answer the clue, it made sense.
I think I got most of those by the crosses, because there's just no way that I could have come up with them from whole cloth.
Right. Right. Well, you know, I was working on that malefaction and I thought, oh, malediction. And so I put in the D and the I, but they wouldn't work. And but then I figured out it was malefaction.
Well, that F was the end of 62 down, extra crisp, informally, turned out to be high def.
Yes.
Was hard.
Yes, because I was thinking it was some sort of cooking term.
Right, exactly. Yeah, me too.
Like, I put nuked. You know, if you nuke something.
Maybe. I couldn't even think of anything that would fit in five squares. But 62 across, beverage that can be served, hinatakan, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that, sunbathed. And the answer turns out to be hot sake.
Right.
And I had O-T-S-A-K-E, and just like, it's probably hot, I guess.
Yes,
and
me too.
Turned
me
out too. To be, turned out to be correct. 50 across, meds often come in them for short, and the answer was MGS for milligrams.
Right.
It's like, ooh, that was a little tricky. And in that same sort of area of the grid, 54 across, real name that becomes a fake one by changing its first letter, Elias or Elias. I'm sorry, Elias. I was thinking of, the alias, but but Elias becomes Alias. That was crazy. That was good.
Yeah, there were a lot of great clues, I thought, there. The one that got me, 45 across, Bruce Wayne in the Batman comics, example. And I had A-N at the end, and I'm like, oh, some kind of man?
Yeah.
Batman. Well, no, it's not Batman. Turned out to be Orphan. So, but yeah, that took me a while.
Well, I don't know if you knew, the H of Orphan started 46 down, jazz great Al Hurt.
Yeah.
You knew that?
I didn't know it right away, but once I got the I and the R and the T, I thought, oh, Al Hurt, I remember him.
I don't recognize the name at all, but...
He was a trumpet. He played the trumpet. He was really good. So... That O of Orphan, that too was an interesting clue. The down of that O was 13 down. Word has it, and it was entomology, or etymology.
Etymology.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty funny.
I'm not sure why that really works. I mean, etymology is the study of words and language, right? So... maybe I just shouldn't think too closely or too carefully about that. Next to that was something a little bit more straightforward. Orange and peach, for example, was colors.
Right. I started with fruits. I thought, oh, maybe it's just really, really obvious. Fruits. Turned out to be colors.
And we seem to be having a spate of 10 down conspicuous kissing, e.g., for short, PDA.
Yes.
We've been doing that.
It's been in quite a bit.
Yep. Not sure what to make of that.
No.
Just skip right over that. I found it interesting, 17 down, world's largest inland body of water. I just assumed it was going to be Lake Winnebago, but it turns out, and that, listeners, is a reference to a northeast Wisconsin lake, but it turns out to be Caspian Sea,
right,
which is quite larger, much larger than, I believe.
I do believe.
Yeah. Although we do have Lake Michigan around here. That's got to give the Caspian Sea a run for its money, I would think.
Yeah, Lake Michigan's not too far.
But apparently the Caspian is the biggest. So.
Uh-huh.
24 down. Boy, this took me a long time. Fortune 500 company whose logo is a blue infinity symbol. Oh. Meta.
Oh, I knew that right away.
I guess I just never really paid attention to their symbol. So.
Yeah, Another one I got right away, of course. 28 down, Wisconsin political Tony. Tony Evers, our governor.
Yes, that was one of the first clues I answered.
Yeah,
So it's like, whoa, Tony Evers got into the New York Times crossword.
That's right, that's right.
Probably part of his campaign strategy.
No, he already won, so I don't think so.
33 across, fool from the Yiddish. I was sure it was putz, P-U-T-Z, but it turned out to be yutz, Y-U-T-Z. I have never heard that word before.
Really?
No. Uh-huh. I've heard putz quite a lot, you know. Uh-huh. I mean, comedians say it a lot, but not yutz. Uh-huh. But obviously it's true. I think they both mean the same thing. They both mean fool.
Huh.
So
I didn't know, but I did know the one down, five down, Pride and Prejudice surname was Darcy. So I had the Y, Mr. Darcy.
I knew it once I got to that point. Because I had Darcip, D-A-R-C-P, and I'm like, that doesn't sound very...
Mr. Darcip.
Yeah.
How are you?
20, right above that, 26 across, off was screwy. That was a little tricky. And seven down, 40 winks. I immediately started off with, I tried snoozes. And then I tried sleeps.
Uh-huh.
Turned out to be a few Zeds.
Right.
And it's like, oh, that's sneaky. Mm-hmm. So there are all sorts of clues like that.
Well, the one with the A from that, place for a plug, ad space.
Yes.
That took me a while.
Yep. Yeah. I wanted it to be outlet, but of course that didn't fit.
Uh-huh.
Then I was thinking of something in the wall, but that also didn't work.
Uh-huh.
Let's see here. 17, I guess. 25 across. Milton, who designed the I Heart New York logo, Milton Glaser. Mm-hmm. Did you know Milton Glaser?
No, I did not.
Who would know that? Probably Rex Parker. Rex Parker would surely know that.
Maybe people from New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite clues was 117 across. House floor manager, Roomba.
Yes.
I know that's funny.
Mm-hmm. 113 down, coming off of the B of Roomba, sun's setting for short, NBA.
Right.
That was great.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like, I was thinking of some sort of alien word, and it's just like, I don't think there's a name for that.
Uh-huh.
So...
Uh-huh. Another kind of cryptic one that turned out to be sort of funny. It 76 down. It divides and multiplies an amoeba.
Yes. Yep, that was quite good. 74 down, come to, was total.
Uh-huh.
It's like, ouch.
Yeah.
Because, of course, I was thinking, you know, wake up or something like that.
Right, right.
Let's see. What else here? 19 down, you might see them now and again, was reruns.
Uh-huh.
And that sort of, there were echoes of that in 115 across, like Halley's Comet, every 75 or so years, re-seen.
Re-seen, yes. Uh-huh.
And above that, tone deafness medically, 107 across, was Asonia.
Yes, I didn't know that.
See, that's to me sounds like some East European country. Welcome to Asonia. Don't go to any of our concerts.
Maybe a fictitious one.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, in the kingdom of Asonia.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. like a screw after being turned counterclockwise, 92 down. I wanted it to be loosey because I kept thinking of the phrase loosey-goosey. Oh, it turned out to be looser, which right. I guess makes a lot of sense.
Yes, it does.
So, let me see. 31 down. Labs vial, V-I-A-L. And I wanted it to be, the only thing I could think of was pipette.
Yes, me too.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. It turned out to be ampule.
Ampule. I didn't know what that was. And, you know, when I finished the crossword, I it didn't solve. So I'm like, oh, gosh, where's the mistake? So I thought, well, maybe it's ampule. But I looked it up, and it was ampule. Mm-hmm. So a vial, medical vial. So.
Well, I had the same problem mine wouldn't solve. Where was your mistake?
It was just a typo.
Oh, okay.
And where was it? I think it was with reruns. I think the N somehow became an M or something. I think it was up in that corner, though. Yeah.
Rerums?
Rerums, yeah. So.
And introversium.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
My mistake was 120 across because 114 down, Japanese honorific. So I was thinking of an Indian honorific, Shri, S-R-I.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I had it starting with an A, and I had it going with an A. I had it starting with an S and then an A from Roomba. And then I remember that hi means yes in Japanese, so I decided the answer must be S-A-I for no apparent reason. But then eventually it came to me that perhaps the answer was san, because 120 across, that was... Let's see, 120 across, I will find this. Eventually, Polynesian language was Tongan
right.
rather than Tongay.
Right, yes.
So, anywho, and we could keep diving into the grid because there are lots and lots of interesting clues here.
Uh-huh. It was a great puzzle.
Yes, indeed. And mm-hmm. it was a debut by Robert Ryan.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Good job, Robert.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. And so... But we do have a couple more things to attend to.
Yes, we do.
Even though it's Sunday, we're going to do our Jam Katwa, Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award. And we had a tough choice to make this week because there were lots of great, great crosswords.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But we eventually settled on one, and that one would be...
I should sing the song, Tumbling Tumbleweeds.
Wow. That was beautiful.
No, I didn't sing it.
Oh,
there was a song called Tumbling Tumbleweeds.
Okay.
And that leads right into Thursday, March 26th, where the theme was Tumbling Tumbleweeds. And we had little shaded squares that spelled out the word weed. And as you solved the puzzle, they just kept tumbling around. And so, yes, that was our Jam Katwa of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
all right.
And that was by Rebecca Goldstein.
Okay.
So, Rebecca, if you are listening and would like to get your Jam Katwa prize, drop us a line at
crosswordpodcast@icloud.com.
Uh-huh. And we'll get your address and send some wonderful prizes your way.
Yes, definitely. And finally, we had our last Triplet Tuesday contest, and we had quite a few participants.
Yes, we did.
But it turns out that one of our participants, who was exhibiting some false modesty here, said, hi, guys, not so great this time around. 3 plus 3 plus 1 for a total of 7. Thanks, as always, for your daily coverage, Randall. Randall has won again.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's sort of like Jeopardy, right?
Yeah.
So it's the Ken Jennings of Triplet Tuesday here.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Randall.
Yes.
And for everyone else who participated, even if your score wasn't as good as Randall's, boy, that one for the last one definitely helped.
Yes.
Don't despair. We'll have another Triplet Tuesday contest in the not too distant future. And in the meantime, Randall, if you want to get a hold of us, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com and provide some contact information. We already sent you something, but You might have moved since the last time, so we need to verify this. And we will have some great swag winging its way towards you again in no time.
Yep.
That is it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks for helping make this one of the most popular podcasts about the New York Times crossword to come out of Northeast Wisconsin.
Yes.
And we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of Monday's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.